Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
We are continuing to our next segment, and we do have our guest on the line. Hooray, hooray, hooray. For those of you who don't know, we have a grow model up until 30 minutes after, and our grow model is meant to help us get some perspective on the issues that we ought to understand as people of faith. And our grow model this week is on Christian lifestyle, growing in Christ from self to surrender. That's what we're talking about today, from self to surrender. And joining us now is the evangelist, James Siatwinda. Evangelist Siatwinda, good afternoon to you. Welcome and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much. I hope everyone is fine. I hope God is blessing you all.
Thank you so much. Indeed.
Glad to join you.
Yes, indeed. So growing in Christ means more than behavior modification. It's the transformation of desire. As well, we walk in Jesus. Our appetites shift, right? But what happens? Mm-hmm. What happens when our old cravings still call to us? What does it mean to want what God wants and not what you used to want? That's what we're going to try and get in perspective today with Evangelist Siatwinda. So let me just jump right in, Evangelist. What desires in your life are being reshaped by the Spirit, and which ones are resisting transformation?
All right. Thank you so much. That's a very good question. To me, it is it's a personal question. However, I must admit that my example really in the fight of human desires is Jesus Christ himself. And from the Bible, we pick an apostle by the name of Paul. And when we pick that apostle, you see from his lifestyle in Acts chapter number 9, while his desires, the Bible says, meanwhile, Saul was still breathing out murderous threats against the Lord's desire. I mean, against the Lord's disciples. So here we are seeing a man that hadn't met Christ yet. And as he has these desires to continue persecuting God's people, later on you see him meeting Christ. And when he meets Christ, desires begins to change, lifestyle begins to change, so much so that as people are wondering, he tells the disciples in Galatians chapter 2 verse 20, he says, it is no longer I that live, yet even though I live in the flesh, but Christ lives in me. And when Christ begins to live in you, the core purpose of desire begins to shift, and it shifts in his direction, so much so that even how I eat, I have to select, I have to ask myself, will Christ be pleased if I introduced an alcoholic substance, for example, in the temple of God? If I eat this car, or if I dress such kind of a dress, will Christ be pleased?
I'm curious. And by the way, I was curious to know about your personal experience. I do appreciate the example you gave of Paul, mm-hmm. but I was curious to know about you. Mm-hmm. But my next question is, how do you discern between a holy desire and a self-serving desire?
All right. Thank you so much. Allow me just to read the verse that I just earlier mentioned in passing. Let me just rush to Galatians chapter 2. Hope I find it quickly. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. The Bible says, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life that I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. So when Christ now begins to sit at, remember, we call Christ as Lord and Savior. Savior, he saves us from our sins, but Lord, he directs our lives. So when you have accepted him, you realize that something begins to happen in you. There is an old man that once lived in you. This old man that did not seek the Lord, this old man that wanted to do as he pleased. But later on, when Christ begins to live in you now, you begin to realize, according to the word, remember, when Christ lives in you, that means that you now consume God's word. So how do you discern the truth? You realize that the standard of discernment is in the word of God. So as you begin to consume God's word every day, God now begins to direct you. So, okay, this is a desire that I don't want. This is a desire that I want. So with time, as you begin to grow, in fact, the Bible says, my sheep knows my voice. So with time, as you grow, you begin to hear God. You begin to hear God's word cleared so much that even as you are moving on the way, you reach at a point where God's voice becomes so clear in terms of direction. You now hear, okay, no, let me not use this road particular. Let me use this one, because maybe God has got a soul in front that you need to talk to, that you need to just brighten up their day. Thank you.
Okay. So in what areas are you still negotiating with God instead of surrendering to God?
Come again, sorry.
I was asking about your personal life there, Evangelist. I was asking, in what areas are you still negotiating with God instead of surrendering?
Thank you so much. In what areas of my life? I can tell you to say, selfishness is an area that requires dying daily. By selfishness, I mean, for example, God has taught us that I want tithe and offering. I want you to live this particular life. But the times where you find yourself, you are in a fix where, for example, you have this money and this is the only money that you have. And God says, this is my money. 10% of this particular money comes to me. And you try and negotiate with God. But later on, when you sit down and you say, okay, but I think God is right. Let me give him, let me return what belongs to him, because he is the source. So there are many areas. We are not yet there. We are still growing. Remember, it's a journey. Every day it is a journey. So in all areas, I can say God has been teaching me this particular area, leave this particular area, no, continue in this particular direction.
Talk about trusting God. What does that look like in your life? What would it look like to trust that God's no is a gift, not a punishment?
In fact, when Paul was writing to the believers in Rome, he actually indicates something in Romans chapter 2, verse 16. He says, the just shall live by faith. Trusting in God in practical sense means that even when there's nothing else physical to trust, you know, some says some trust in chariots, some trust. He mentions different things that people trust in, but he says, I shall trust in the name of the Lord, meaning I shall follow as he tells me. We have an example in the Bible, in Genesis chapter 12. There we find Abraham. Now, this man was told to leave his country, to leave his kindred, his family, and go to a land that he will be shown by God. And Abraham just started off. Imagine just starting off. So trusting in God is not theoretical. It's a practical thing where you take God at his word. If God tells you, give charity to people that I need, you do as so. What I'm trying to say, trusting God is a practical. It's not theoretical where we bring in theory, but it is seen even from the lifestyle that we live.
I see. And perhaps as we conclude, Evangelist, how might your prayers change if you asked God to change your wants, not just your circumstances?
So I'm looking at your question from a sense where you see, trusting in God is not easy, humanly speaking. And the more you invest in your prayer life, the more you realize that It's actually an urgent matter that we need to surrender and to daily trust in his biddings, so much so that you and me will find myself in prayer. And by prayer, I'm not necessarily meaning that you all the time, instead of working, all the time, instead of doing your daily chores, you are ever kneeling down to pray. Remember, the Bible says, pray always. By that, I mean that all the time, your heart and my heart, they are in constant communion with God. Even when you are working, even when you are walking, you are communicating with God. That is prayer. So prayer is basically the communication that you and me have with God. And that gradually improves. In short, the conversation that you have with God is something that you desire more at every time and in every circumstance that you find yourself. You just want to seek his guidance.
All right. Thank you very much, Evangelist. That is very interesting to hear. Much appreciated. We really appreciate you and your time. Hoping we'll be able to do this for the rest of the week. May God bless you. See you tomorrow, same time, same place.
May God bless you too. Thank you so much.
Part of the conversation. Send us a WhatsApp message on +27 73 470 3520 or call us at +27 12 001 7679. Let your voice be heard. Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.